across America via satellite. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. Well, Steve, we had a fantastic time a couple weeks ago. We went down to Lake George, New York.
Yeah, we'd be talking about Lake George through today's program. And one of the places that we visited was Six Flags, The Great Escape, Splashwater Kingdom, all those great things that sort of symbolize vacation getaways and summertime fun. And Six Flags in Lake George is just one of them. And Tim Drawbridge joins us now on the line from Six Flags Great Escape. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Having a great time and doing well. Thank you very much. And so people who may have been to Lake George a couple of years ago, they really owe it to themselves to go back to Six Flags. You've added so much and done so much. It's an improvement every year.
Exactly. And that's one of the philosophies with Six Flags that owns the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom, as well as Six Flags Great Escape Lodge and Indoor Water Park and the brand new Johnny Rockets. It's to increase what we have to offer, to make the best value, the best service, and the best entertainment package they can basically get in a one-stop type of shopping mode, per se, because you can go into the theme park, the outdoor water park, have a great time, go spend the night at the lodge, and then go to the indoor water park and grab breakfast at Johnny Rockets, too.
Now, looking at the different types of rides, there are rides for basically every age group, so the family can certainly find something no matter what they want to do inside the park.
Exactly, and it doesn't matter if you're age 2, 8, or even 88. In fact, I'm sure you guys were on the Comet when you guys visited a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that would probably have been me on the Comet and on the Ajax.
Well, as you guys know, we acquired the Comet back in 1994 from Crystal Beach off the shores of Lake Erie. And the Comet is just one of those rides that it doesn't matter what age. And in fact, on opening day this year, the enthusiasts were abound. And one of the comments made about the Comet was the fact that the maintenance team has done such a great job on the Comet that they could tell by the smell. Now, you walk by a restaurant and oh, wow, that smells really good. They were talking about that aspect regarding the Comet. So a real good kudos to our maintenance team to keep the ride in standing order, in great shape, and I guess as well with a good smell.
Well, yeah, tip top.
Also, with some of the rides that you've been alluding to, you know, we've got the Looney Tunes National Park that we started up in 2005. Brand new Wiggles World this year, again, taken from The Wiggles, the Australian-based band that we had in concert back in mid-June. They're on tour throughout the country and throughout the world and are immensely popular with children ages 2 to 6. And then we got a lot of in-between rides with Steaming Demon, Boomerang, and lots of rides if you like doing bobsledding, go-karting, just a lot of fun. And you can all do it at Six Flags Great Escape all through the fall, too.
Well, you're certainly not going to run out of things to do at the Six Flags Great Escape theme park. And I do remember, as a kid growing up in Montreal, it used to be called Storytown USA, or at least the area had Storytown USA, and that was later on acquired. And you know, to a large extent, what you're telling me, they've actually preserved a lot of the Storytown essence in the Great Escape theme park as it expanded.
Exactly. This is our 55th season now. And as you do recall, this was an idea started by Charlie Wood, who is somebody who had a great entrepreneurial spirit in the city of Glens Falls, as well as Queensbury and Lake George. He started off with the Storytown. He added Gaslight Village. The Charles R. Wood Theater in downtown Glens Falls is named after him. And after he ended up selling the theme park back in 1991, he reacquired it 3 years later. And he amazingly ended up never losing a penny. It's amazing when you look at so many businesses that have started up and gone through the various cycles that he was able to have and attain such a success with such a great vision. It was back in 94 that he started adding the water rides, and it was back, like I said, in 94 that he acquired the Comet. So we went from Storytown, which was basically, you know, from the old children's books themes. You got the big shoe up on the hill, Cinderella.
Yeah.
You've got the swan boats. And all of that's still preserved to this day and age, and we've been able to add on to that with other themed rides beyond. So we can go from the storybook ages of, you know, 20, 30 years ago to prominence of what's now considered story-type themes with the Wiggles in the modern-day era.
Well, one thing to make no mistake about the Great Escape theme park is, you know, it's not just like a lot of theme parks where you go out there and there's one marquee ride and then a lot of, you know, little concession stands kicking around.
Sure.
There are six major roller coasters style. I mean, for me, that was the big thing, the roller coaster. I wanted to go on the big thrill ride. And there are six major rides out there at this particular park.
You know, really going to get your heart thumping and really get your get you going on.
Well, really, I mean, you've got the Comet, major roller coaster, and, mm-hmm. and, you know, you've got the Boomerang. You've got at least two others that were out the front. What's the big one, the big squiggly one that you see right at the front?
Demon, in yellow and red right now.
And then not only that, you've got also the water ride. You got this log ride, and plus the other one, which is it's like a little whitewater rafting ride that you get on there.
Desperado Plunge.
So you've got a lot, and you even got a bobsled run that you go on. So you have these big major rides. In addition to all of that, you've even got a full-blown water park out there. I mean, you go out there and people out in swimsuits and on a beautiful hot July day.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to
trust me, in some of those hot 90-degree days, the park is packed, at least the water park has been. And, you know, one of the things that we like to do is have a lot of different events going on throughout the year just to supplement what we offer at the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom. You know, started off the second weekend of the season back in May. Motorheads. NASCAR is huge no matter where you go. And we had Dale Jr.'s number 88 car to basically enjoy a weekend, or actually a day, where they weren't doing any NASCAR racing, but the 88 car, the exact one that you see on the track with NASCAR racing, being in the park. Also recently in the last couple of weeks, we had the USA National Luge team. Okay, a lot of people, you think about the Olympics starting up here shortly. Guess what? The Winter Olympics, they're knocking on the door come, you know, 2 years from now. And then I believe the World Championships will be held in Lake Placid, New York, right heart smack dab in the middle of the Adirondacks. And we had two of the U.S. Olympians that have been doing luge in the Olympics since 1996 in Splashwater Kingdom just in the last couple of weeks. So not only can you come to the park, ride the rides, go enjoy, you know, a cool off in Splashwater Kingdom, you get to meet some pretty cool people along the way, too.
You know, I also want to draw attention to one other very interesting thing about the park. I mean, this is a
sure.
full-blown amusement park that you can take as much time or as little time to get to know. But, I mean, seriously, a couple days to get to this thing, including the lodge and the Johnny Rockets. Something that is neat, and it's underlying the entire family entertainment theme that you have there, there's actually strict regulations upon code of conduct in terms of use of language and also courtesy. Tim, could you elaborate a bit on that? Because I was very fascinated by this, and it makes for a fun experience for everybody.
A real family event, yes.
Yeah, well, we ended up speaking to that while we walked through the park that one day, and you know, it's very key, and this is what Mark Shapiro's vision is. And again, for those of you not familiar with Mark Shapiro, he's the CEO president of Six Flags. He took over in early March. He's actually formerly of ESPN, helped to take the network to the heights that it is, you know, the quote-unquote, you know, sports leader in the States. And one of the things that Mark wanted to do when he took over Six Flags was to take it into that family-friendly, themed type of atmosphere. Not just having fun and all the thrills and stuff, but he really wanted to bring the families back to the theme parks. Yeah, the roller coasters, you can, you know, attract the teens, you can attract the adults, but how about getting, you know, the young kids back into the parks? And that's why we went with Wiggles World this year. Also, the Mega Wedgie. You know, think about that name. But still, it's something that the young kids really enjoy going down and riding and having fun with. But he wanted to have it done in a very positive atmosphere. You know, we've set aside, you know, 6 smoking areas where, you know, people don't have to deal with secondhand smoke if they don't want to by walking through the park.
It's a non-smoking park. Tim, we've got about 20 seconds left before the end of the show, so you want to sum it up for us?
Basically, again, Six Flags Great Escape Lodge and Indoor Water Park, Six Flags with the Great Escape and Splashwater Kingdom offer the best service, the best value, the best entertainment, and hey, we're always looking to improve upon the product, and glad that you guys were able to enjoy a few minutes of your time there.
Yeah, we enjoyed it, and you can check out all the Six Flags parks, sixflags.com, and when you're in Lake George, Six Flags Great Escape, put it on your agenda.
Thanks for joining us, Tim, on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Thank you, guys.
Travel World Radio Network.